This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
All right, here we go. Welcome in hour number two, Wisconsin Sports Daily. As we broadcast live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here, Charlie Usen producing Other Side of the Glass. Our thanks to Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB Insider, and with USA Today. Coming up at about 3:20 or so will be Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Brewers analyst. He'll join us every Thursday throughout the Brewers season at 3:20. And I don't know, Tim Dillard and I have been doing weekly hits for like the last 5 years, I want to say. So love having Tim Dillard on, and he's about as straight shooter as you're going to get. So always fun to have him on. Joining us now in studio, I talked to these dudes a million times on the phone, but we've never actually physically met in person, which so this is kind of cool. Kelly Call, producer, Sean Hannish, the director, just a bit outside the movie. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Sparky.
All right. So I wanted to get this all out of the way. You guys are here to talk about Just a Bit Outside the Movie. Before we get to that, I want to talk about a little bit about what y'all were doing here last night and the reason why y'all are in town to a certain degree. So, Kelly, you start. You tell me, what are y'all doing here and why did y'all come in yesterday? Because this, I love having you in studio, but I know you're not here for me. They didn't fly in because they wanted to hang out with Spartan.
We came in yesterday. We were honored to receive an invitation to Bob Uecker's celebration of life service, which was last night, and you know, current ball players, past ball players, former ball players. They said some of the Reds actually attended who were coming in for the series.
Oh wow!
You know, kind of dignitaries, friends, family, and it was a pretty moving service. There were
how
laughs
many people
and,
did you say there was?
It was 500,
600, something like that?
I think about 700 when all was said and done.
That's a lot of people. And obviously, I mean, the man affected way more than 700 people in his life. Guaranteed more people than that. We talk about past Brewers. What kind of past Brewers are we talking about? Are we talking about like the 82 Brewers like that were in the documentary, I would assume, right? Gorman and some of those guys or no?
Gorman wasn't there, but Jim Gantner was there. We talked to Ted Simmons for a while.
Oh, how's Ted doing?
He's phenomenal. He's a genius.
I love Ted Simmons.
Oh, he's so amazing to talk to.
Storyteller for the ages.
Incredible. He was there. Trevor Hoffman was there.
Ooh, another good class act guy.
You know, Prince was there. Yeah. Bronny. Just a whole bunch of the guys. Really throughout the ages, you know.
Yeah.
And then the current Brewers, Yelly was up on stage and had some really beautiful words to say.
So how did this all work? So was it like a show kind of where you had guest speakers and the whole deal and everybody's kind of hanging out in their seats listening to all of this? Or how did the whole thing go?
Everybody was seated. Bob Costas was kind of the MC.
And Bob Costas was here.
The through line and, at kind of different stages of his life.
Wow.
They would bring up, you know, speakers
people
who were relevant.
Pat Hughes was there.
He was kind of in the broadcasting segment.
That was me. That's who I grew up with.
With Jeff Levering and Al Michaels.
Vasgersian was doing the Dodger game, so I know Matt wasn't there.
Right.
But that's still Al Michaels, Bob Costas, Pat Hughes. Those are Hall of Famers.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty
wild. Torre was there.
Joe Torre was back.
Yeah. Really an incredible group of people.
So, you guys show me the autographs y'all got? You guys didn't get autographs?
No autographs.
No pictures, no autographs.
Yeah, we had to give our pens away.
You imagine how much you could get for a signed bat from all the people that were there last night alone? Like, that's what they should have done. and seriously, I'm being honest, they should have had like a bat or two that everybody signed, and they could have auctioned that off for Euchre's favorite charities or whatever the case may be, because the odds of getting all those people back in the same place again, slim to none.
It's a really good idea.
Now, I didn't get it. First of all, I didn't get invited, and that's fine. But second of all, they didn't ask me either how this whole thing would work. But that, I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
I think they really tried to elevate it. I think, you know, and it was super classy and a very fitting tribute.
How long was it? A couple hours?
It's about 2 hours. But I mean, really, the Brewers organization put together just a spectacular night.
And that's awesome.
Real honor to be a part of it. You know, we were able to create the video content for it.
Oh, you did?
Yes. So that was, you know, a real, we were asked a couple months ago, right after he passed away.
So tell me about the video content, because y'all didn't send me that either. I don't have that either. But I was really left out of this, Charlie. This whole Euchre thing, Sparky, not a part of it at all. So what was the video? Did you guys do a bunch of sit downs, or what was it?
It was some existing footage when we interviewed him, as fate would have it, for the 82 doc. We had a lot of stories he told that, for instance, weren't necessarily relevant to 82, but were kind of perfect for this occasion. And then there were some other sit-downs that had not been made public. And then we found, you know, just tons of archival footage, pictures.
So I'm going to say something that I know I'm late to the party on. When does the Euchre movie come out?
Well, that's something, right? Yeah, I know.
That
we need to work on that.
I mean, I'm just sitting here with the two guys that did this, and that's amazing. And now you take Euchre, who's bigger than the Brewers, and you put together a life story on him, and you have sit-downs with Costas and Al Michaels and, like, just everybody that was there last night. You literally could have had a room all set up and be knocking out interviews one after another last night. Yeah,
you could have, but like I said, the purpose of the night was to honor the man. So
I'm always thinking of other stuff.
Yeah, I think everybody really respected that.
So you're thinking that maybe?
I mean, I think we've got, you know, certainly got the core of what it would be. I mean, we have the neat thing about what happened last night is we were able to take it was Bob Euchre in his own words. And that's what the videos kind of came from, the interviews that we did, a couple other interviews that had never been seen before. We were able to turn it into, I guess what you'd call like four bases of his life.
So how long was it? Like 20 minutes, 15 minutes?
About 25 minutes.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So it was a good balance. It was a really nice, classy
evening. Yeah, that's great. Joining us in studio, Kelly Call, Sean Hanisch of Just a Bit Outside the Movie They Were At. A tribute to Bob Euchre last night, 500-700 people, whatever it was, all kinds of celebrities and everything else in town. So that is amazing that you guys were able to be a part of that. Now, some exciting news on Just a Bit Outside the Movie as well, coming out, because first it was in movie theaters here in Wisconsin. Then people were complaining, when is it going to come to North Dakota? I wanted to see it in North Dakota. Okay, so then you've had to figure out how that was all going to work. Then it's, are you ever going to put it on DVD? And then DVD, well, how about streaming? People are so greedy. Why can't y'all just be happy with your life? But so you guys literally have come through. Every time somebody has complained and asked for something, you all come through. So tell me, Sean, now what? What do you got now?
We're just over the moon excited that we're going to be on the Roku channel starting on April 11th. So that's a week from tomorrow. And the best part is it's free.
You're not charging for it?
There's no. Roku has, it's you'll watch a couple ads. But other than that, it's you log on to the Roku channel, or if you have the Roku app, you can watch it on your phone, on your computer, you know, on your television set.
That's perfect.
Anywhere in North America.
And now those people that didn't get to see it before now can watch it. And those people that saw it before and want to watch it 2, 3, 4, 5 more times can do the same thing. And may I add, you should use this as an educational tool, because it may be the only time your kids will ever see them in a World Series is by watching that movie going forward just a bit outside.
We hope springs eternal. We're going to get there.
How hurt were you in the first series of this year? How depressed were you by the time game 3 was done watching that? Well, game 2, Cortez home run derby. I was at my kids' bowling tournament out here in Muskego, this Pepsi Junior Invitational bowling tournament or qualifier. He had to qualify for it. And they had the Brewers game on every other TV where the scores weren't. Every time Cortez gave up a home run, it was, and he gave up, what, 3 home runs on 3 pitches?
Yeah. Sadly, my son is a Yankees fan, and he was home for the weekend,
no!
So I had to watch and deal with him parading around, with his Yankees hat on. It was awful.
No, you got somewhere to go right now. You are not going to be here. No, I don't think I could handle that very well. No, not at all. All right, so let's talk about this just a bit outside thing. So how much? Because you talked about you had extra on Euchre. So how much extra do you have on everybody else?
Well, we have 45 hours of interviews, and the film was only 2 hours long. So we have so much additional material. I mean, some of these interviews that we did, I mean, we did 2 hours with Ted Simmons, 3 hours with Robin Yount, a good hour and 15 minutes.
So you could do just a bit outside the untold stories and bring out a whole nother run that wasn't in the first one.
What we want to do is actually eventually do just a bit outside extra innings.
Perfect.
Which is the extra stories that we have.
Yes.
Because, there are so many. We couldn't put it all in the movie. I mean, our first cut of the film was 3.5 hours. And we loved it. But we're like, no, we can't put that in theaters. We're not the brutalist.
3.5 hours.
I mean, you could listen to Pete Vukovic talking about pitching and the art of pitching and, cut that in with Ted Simmons talking about the art of catching, the art of base running. It's just stuff that wasn't necessarily important to the movie itself, but as a baseball fan, you're just fascinated listening.
Yeah, they get to talking, and you're listening, so they're just going to continue to talk and tell stories and all of that fun stuff that goes along with it. That's awesome. So, okay, so now we learned something here. There's going to be another one possibly coming here. Extra innings. They're going to do something on Euchre. We got that out of them as well. So you guys are going to be busy for the next couple of years, it sounds like.
I hope so. I mean, this has been so much fun.
Yeah.
Meeting all of our childhood idols. And, and hey, listen, the Brewers have been amazing to work with, too. They've helped us out with access.
Which is awesome.
It's been one of the best experiences.
We kept waiting for one of them to maybe be a jerk. Be wary of meeting your heroes, yeah, they
absolutely.
Say. And like every one of these guys was amazing and generous with their time and opened themselves up to give us stories.
You can see why they were such a good team. The chemistry, because they had kind of a no a-hole policy, and they're all just great. They're great dudes.
And
great
to this day, they all screw around just like they did back then.
When we got them, before we premiered the movie in September, we took them all out for steak dinner the night before to kind of thank them for coming in. And, they walk in a room, and within 2 seconds, they are giving each other a hard time, should we say. And they just launch right into it. It was like they haven't been apart at all. They go right back to it.
Yeah, and it's all been the same the entire time. Sorry, my mind doesn't stop working when we're talking. I keep coming up with ideas. So has there been talk between the Brewers and you all about a possible Euchre exhibit of some sort, experience at American Family Field, and including you all as part of this at some point? Because they have said publicly that they're going to do something one way or the other. They have that Bud Selig experience already that they have. I personally have lobbied for a actual building outside somewhere in that parking lot that can be open year-round and have it be like a Brewers Hall of Fame / Euchre exhibit where all year long you can come in. People are tailgating. They can take tours through it and so forth. The opposing team, let them walk through it once. Even if it's just Euchre, even if it's not a Brewers Hall of Fame, maybe it's just a Euchre Hall of Fame. All the cool things you could put in there and the videos and the tributes would be amazing.
It'd be incredible. I mean, I did hear they're doing something about that, which,
right.
I mean, they did. The Selig experience is great.
Mm-hmm.
So
if they did a great job with that.
If they do something similar, listen, we're all here for it.
So there you go. We'll get you another job. So what all do y'all do besides hang out and talk about just a bit outside the movie? What do y'all
seems,
have?
Seems
things?
Like a full-time job.
I feel
lately.
Like y'all are doing this nonstop. Like it does not stop for y'all.
Well, yeah. I mean, you mentioned everybody asks questions. We've kind of had a plan for it the whole time. It was we just couldn't move quite as quickly as I think people would have liked. We're not Warner Brothers. We're not Universal. And,
well, the reaction was so positive and so overwhelming so quickly. Did you anticipate it was going to go like that? Because it kind of got out of hand wildfire-wise.
We thought people would like it. And when we originally came out in the theaters, we were like, maybe 2 weeks would be a cool thing for us. And we were in the theaters for 2 months.
And having to expand to more theaters.
Yeah.
To different parts of the state, too.
We had different theaters, like independent theaters, calling us, in Baraboo, saying, can we show your film? And it was really, really gratifying.
So, Sean, what do you do, man?
What do I do?
Besides,
I try to come up with ideas, you know, for films that people will like.
Nice.
You know, this whole thing has opened up. I mean, I think there are some opportunities here for us to create other sports documentaries. We obviously, you know, lifelong Packer fans. We want to find something really, you know, enticing to do there. Wisconsin fans and their sport teams are linked almost like anywhere else in the country. You know, we love our sports teams. And so, a little more documentary work. We're putting together an exhibit, actually for the new, museum in Madison on the square, the Wisconsin Culture Center.
Oh,
yeah.
What's that going to be?
Well, Cannonball Productions, we're putting together their sports culture gallery, which is one of their three major galleries. Opens in fall of 2027, and we're putting together all the video content for that, which is going to be sports stories. It's about all the Wisconsin sports teams and Wisconsin sports heroes and the relationship to the fans. So we've just started on that project. That'll be about a two and a half year project.
Why don't y'all just move back here? Yeah, I mean, what do y'all? Why don't y'all just move back?
We're here a fair amount now, it seems. So
yeah, why don't y'all just move back, hang out?
If
y'all had a house in Green Bay, you'd be raking in the money with the draft coming up. Rent that bad boy out, you'd be all set. You'd pay for your loan for the rest of the year.
I wish I would have been smart enough to buy one of those, you know, right, you know, a block away from the stadium, which you could get for next to nothing a few years ago.
Yeah, and people bought them and use them as party houses and everything else and don't even live in them. They just rent them out all the time. That's exactly what it is. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it. Kelly Call, Sean Hannish, just a bit outside the movie. Again, April 11th is the big day, Sean.
It is exactly, yes. And it's free on the Roku channel.
Take advantage. Go check it out. If you've not seen it, you will love it. And then, like I said before, educate your kids. I think, to me, you know, we have this big war going on right now in the NBA with these past athletes of the 90s going against the current athletes. You couldn't handle it in my generation. We'd beat the snot out of you. Da, 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 da. Back and forth yelling between both generations. And I think a lot of what's happening now is people don't appreciate the past or the history. And then the people that are alive don't appreciate the present of what they're going through and think they're getting more publicity than they deserve. And then we have inner fighting amongst fan bases and everybody else. And in this case here, just watch it. Just watch it. You will learn a lot and you will see what it's like, because there's not many teams that have those many quote-unquote characters. Like the 85 Bears, a lot of characters, right? But there aren't a lot of teams that have that many type of character guys that fans can fall in love with. And in that case, the 82 team, not only do you fall in love with them, you see them at the bar and you're drinking with them after the game.
I'll say what's been really interesting. You know, a lot of people know the story, but a lot of people watched the movie who didn't know the story. Mm-hmm. And then they fall in love with these guys, even though they don't really know them. And then, of course, the ending, they don't see coming, and it rocks them just about as much as those of us who know what, you know, is eventually coming at the end.
I was hoping they won at the end.
I keep watching.
I was hoping you were going to change it.
We keep hoping every time we watch they're going to do it.
Yeah, just keep watching. I can't tell you how many times it's going to take you, but eventually they win. Just keep watching. Just a bit outside the movie. Make sure to check it out on Roku starting April 11th. Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Marky.
Appreciate it. All right, coming up next, Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst. We'll talk about a Brewers' big win over the Royals yesterday. They win a series. Next up, a four-game set against the Reds that start tonight. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here.